In the case of symptoms similar to those of COVID-19, such as fever, cough, sore throat, loss of taste, or smell, you should take a rapid home screening test. If you test positive, isolate yourself at home and please follow the self-isolation instructions. If you don't have a rapid home screening test, please self-isolate for the recommended period. Visit quebec.ca/self-isolating for complete instructions on how to protect yourself and others. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Soundwalk Symposium is a series of site-specific and virtual events taking place in April 2022, originating from electroacoustic studies at Concordia University and Geogeogi. This is an occasion for revitalization and attenuation to our physical surroundings, uniting walkers and listeners from all disciplines. Soundwalk artists and academics will engage in public events that foster a deeper understanding of soundwalks as a means to embodied examinations of the socio-cultural spaces that we inhabit. These activities will explore post-colonial perspectives and power dynamics that shape the perspectives of listening to our environment. The series will feature soundwalks led by local sound artists. All events are open to the public at large, and panels will be held as hybrid events set in relevant physical settings with online components. Four local soundwalks and accompanying discussion panels will occur on the first four Fridays of April, ending on International Earth Day, April 22nd. Visit www.soundwalksymposium.com for more information.
This is it! Fuck y'all! This is it! Right!
Le funk charnel au féminin. I believe in love. Des années 60.
I believe in sex.
Sur le mothership, Funky Revolutions. Ces femmes, ces musiciennes, ces réalisatrices qui ont exprimé leur sexualité dans le soul et funk. La musique de Betty Davis, Lalomi Washburn et Sylvia Robertson en autres. Les samedis, de 14h à 16h, sur les ondes du peuple, 90.3 FM, CKUK. Their music was hot.
I just say it was raw.
L'amour à plusieurs. Sans chercher pourquoi, sans autre raison que d'aimer un peu à la déraison, l'amour à plusieurs. J'étais près de toi, oui, mais dans mes bras, ce n'était pas toi. Quand tu t'es penché pour me regarder, juste à cet instant, je t'ai désiré, l'amour a plusieurs. Est-ce bon pour le cœur? Puis tu t'es glissé tout contre mon corps, et je sens ta peau qui
qui me brûle encore. Ainsi j'ai compris n'aimer plus que toi et que nous faisions la n'importe quoi. L'amour à plusieurs, c'est pas bon pour le cœur. Et puis Anna m'avait caressé, et puis Anna, j'ai su vous aimer. Des amis sont venus prendre un verre une heure et nous avons fait l'amour à plusieurs. L'amour à plusieurs.
Restez bien des nôtres, sur les ondes du peuple, 90,3 MF, à Montréal, avec moi-même Khalid, ces espaces dits funky, aujourd'hui au féminin et charnel au surplus, ces solutions, et ici la liberté d'identité, d'expression, de sexualité. Avant de débuter et prendre l'envolée vers notre thématique, leur musique était chaude, un funk charnel au féminin des années 70, inspiré par Betty Davis. J'aimerais quand même remercier ceux et celles qui ont pris le temps de nous appuyer ici à Funky Revolutions avec Samedi Midi Inter et les autres émissions et bénévoles de CKUT lors de notre 35e anniversaire et la campagne de financement qui vient de finir la semaine dernière. Du fond de mon cœur, merci. Ça fait un bout que je réfléchis à cette émission, inspirée autour de la musique de Betty Davis, une des femmes, une des artistes, qui donne un sens au double funk, au hard funk, et surtout à l'expression de l'énergie, de la racine, de cette sensualité, au fond, du funk. Betty Davis est pour moi l'apogée de cette forme et le défi auquel une femme noire surtout faisait face dans l'expression de sa sensualité mais et surtout sa sexualité et de la manière crue que Betty Davis l'a présentée. Elle dira « Je suis moi et je suis différente. Ma musique est juste un autre niveau du funk. » Et aujourd'hui, j'aimerais explorer cet autre niveau. Pour vous donner un peu une idée de ce qui suit dans les prochaines semaines sur The Mothership, voici Vernon Gibbs qui lit une revue, une critique en 1972 des premières performances et des spectacles de Betty Davis. Ici pris en traduction du documentaire Betty, la reine disparue.
Voir Betty Davis pour la première fois, c'est comme voir son premier film porno alors qu'on s'attend à voir un Walt Disney. Le public du Bottom Line à New York, les yeux écarquillés, est resté sous le choc, bouche bée. Au lieu des allusions suggestives devenues monnaie courante dans les concerts de rock, on se serait cru dans une nuit torride au bordel, face à une femme délicieusement appétissante, aux jambes interminables, interprétant des chansons lascives.
Thank you.
Personne n'avait jamais vu ça. Le public était vraiment horrifié par sa prestation sur scène. Tellement c'était sexuel.
C'est dans le sens de ce hard funk, ce double funk, que nous allons guider le Mothership. Surtout autour de personnalités comme Betty Davis, Lalomi Washburn et Sylvia Robertson, femmes qui écrivaient, produisaient leur propre musique à leur manière. Bien sûr, je ne veux pas vous choquer, et on commence tout doucement. On a débuté en 1969, cette liberté sexuelle, chantée par Anne Sorel, l'amour à plusieurs. On continue avec Janine Otis, qui se joint avec Suki pour leur album en 1976 avec Oh, ce soir, Tonight, on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal, The Mothership Funks.
I love you, man. just love you, that's all. I've got my
both tracks in that set from 1976. Started with Suki featuring Janine Otis from their self-titled album Tonight, Ce Soir. And then from her self-titled album in that same year, Sylvia Robertson, and You Sure Love to Ball. A little bit on the more soul side to begin the program as we head towards some of the hardest funking artists of the 1970s. The icon of which for this program is Bette Davis. Their music was hot, Carnal Female Funk from the 1970s as our theme to guide us on the mothership, Funky Revolutions, with myself, Khalid. Sylvia Robertson will be featured in the coming weeks, solo artist, songwriter, producer, co-founder of the Sugar Hill label, influential figure on the commercialization of rap in the late 70s and early 80s. It's these kinds of figures that I want to listen to over the next few weeks. Women who had a say and directed and chose to be sensual and sexual. The icon of all of this is Bette Davis. I've been thinking a long time about doing this show, specifically after listening to music that had been unreleased for decades. Recently released as Light in the Attic, the label reproduces all of her known and unknown works. This is, in fact, a tribute to Bette Davis, who passed away at the age of 77 back in February of this year. And to give you some sense of the importance of this woman and her uncompromising funk and funking the funk. She epitomizes the etymological roots of the funk. The stink, the stank, what we might call the skank of funk, the funking funk. We're gonna hard funk as we start slowly with the soul. Not all of the artists that we're presenting in this series controlled their own destinies, like Lolomi Washington, Bette Davis, or Sylvia Robertson. But we pay homage to that affirmation in the music. We started with a track actually from 1969, Anne Sorel and her French take on sexual freedoms with L'amour à plusieurs. We continue now with, well, a cover. This is Tammy Lynn, who knew how to funk it, and Light My Fire.
Can only lose, and our love become a funeral pyre. Let's stop BSing around. You know what you came for, and I done told you I want to give it to you. After all, we are not strangers. We have crossed this road before. So let's get down to business and get with the getting on. You understand what I mean? You ain't got to tell me how much you love me. Why even waste this precious time? A moment of
here is where the rap's supposed to come in this song, so they tell me. But after getting all this good Peter, I am speechless. For the first time in my life, I have absolutely nothing to say. Except right here, we can't keep on doing it. Ooh, oh! I didn't mean to make it that good. Oh well, at least you promised me some more tomorrow.
Millie Jackson, the title track to her 1979 album, A Moment's Pleasure. And then we got Natural with Juanita Brooks, who joined the Explosions to talk about the Garden of Four Trees before Tammy Lynn on the Mothership Connection Funky Revolutions. Our theme that we begin exploring in this flight, which is also a tribute to Bette Davis, is the hard funk and the liberation or performance of sexual affirmation in some of the women who performed in the 1970s and laid the groundwork for what many might take for granted today. I wanted to take a moment, though, to thank all of those who contributed to CKUT during our recent funding drive, celebrating 35 years of CKUT. We reached over $1,000 on Funky Revolutions, and I'm infinitely recognizant and thankful to those who gave, including Melissa Simard, Khalil Diop, Victor Shipman, Aaron Lakoff, Patrick Howlett, Fenwick McKelvey, Paul Caraniello, and Robert Wagner. Many, many, many thanks to you. I continue to share the love of the funk with you, and you can always continue donating, those who haven't done it, by going to our website at www.ckut.ca. Support your station and take the time on the website to check out some of the incredible stuff we've achieved over the 35 years and all of this incredible programming from hundreds of volunteers. On the Mothership Connection, their music was hot. Millie Jackson, known figure, a little bit lascivious, kind of rap, proto-rap, funk. Gwen McRae is also one of these soul R&B artists that crossed over into the funk. From her 1978, Let's Straighten It Out. This is Early Morning Love.
the morning. And the last thing I do at night. The first thing I do in the morning. And the last thing I do at night. Look at all the love I got, and I thank the Lord above. I know with love I got a lot, and I grab the one I love.
Oh,
Much closer to the body blues tradition that made some call it the devil's music. Martha High, self-titled LP from 1979, He's My Ding Dong Man. It's that kind of suggestive lyrics or double entendre that was present throughout the rhythm and blues tradition. This track produced by James Brown for one of his longtime backup singers. Started the set with Gwen McRae, Let's Straighten It Out, and Early Morning Love, hoping that, you like the shaking. And then Joyce Williams there from 1972, suggesting the first thing she does in the morning. The music in hard funk based on, sensuality and a woman's sexuality and agency therein does have a long tradition. But the period that we're entering in the 1970s, especially at the very beginning, was particularly fraught for a woman of color. Given the social, cultural, and political climate in the 1970s, a question certainly important for a musical genre and an industry dominated by men. And what really interests me is the space that women like Bette Davis opened up. And how someone like her could be so scandalous, given the roots of the funk, a music that in part is about belly rubs in the dark, and where James Brown had already declared himself a sex machine. When it came to permissive sensuality, it was much more in the soul and ballad traditions that women were expected to express themselves. In a time of struggle for rights, the music that we're looking at for the most part, comes from women who chose to express themselves in this way, and people like Bette Davis, who could rock as hard a funk as any. A question of, the way Laura Lee puts it in 1972, the title track, To Women's Love Rights.
Hey, hear me, girls. Oh, stand strangeness in you, baby. Make my mood for the hour. Change my mind. Change my mind. Sacred sweetness that you give me.
I can feel